This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Tigrayan forces have entered the Amhara town of Lalibela, a UNESCO World Heritage Site known for its rock-hewn churches, on Thursday. Reuters' Soria Ali has more.
Lalibela's famed rock-cut churches are a United Nations World Heritage Site. It's also a holy site for millions of Ethiopian Orthodox Christians in the Amhara region in the country's north. A resident of Lalibela spoke to Reuters by phone and said he saw hundreds of armed men speaking Tigrinya, the language of ethnic Tigrayans, walking through the town on Thursday. A second man told Reuters by phone he left Lalibela on Thursday morning as Tigrayan forces were arriving. Fighting has spread from Tigray into two neighboring regions, Amhara and Afar, in recent weeks, forcing around 250,000 people to flee.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. Apple Incorporated on Thursday said it would implement a system that checks photos on iPhones in the United States before they are uploaded to its iCloud storage services to ensure the upload does not match known images of child sexual abuse. Apple's new system seeks to address requests from law enforcement to help stem child sexual abuse, while also respecting privacy and security practices that are a core tenet of the company's brand. Detection of child abuse image uploads sufficient to guard against false positive would trigger a human review of and report of the user to law enforcement, according to Apple. The company said the system is designed to reduce false positives to 1 in 1 trillion. However, some privacy advocates have said the system could open the door to monitoring of political speech or other content on iPhones. This is VOA News. The White House has confirmed that it is considering requiring foreign visitors to show proof of vaccination to potentially restart international travel. Jeff Zients, the White House COVID-19 response coordinator, said Thursday that multiple federal agencies are looking into the possibility.
Foreign nationals traveling to the United States may need to have some type of a vaccine requirement, but that's not a decision at this point. That's one of the paths that's being looked at.
The United States still has no timetable for resuming international travel, given the spread of the Delta variant of the coronavirus that causes COVID-19. The U.S. first imposed travel restrictions on China in January of 2020. Since then, several other countries, including India and many in Europe, have faced similar restrictions. Local government and health leaders in the states of Florida and Texas are bracing for even larger numbers of coronavirus cases. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
Texas and Florida are among the states hit the hardest by the latest pandemic surge. And this from KTRK, Houston Chief Medical Officer Dr. David Peirce says the viral load showing up in wastewater raises fears.
Wastewater predicts what we'll see in positivity by about 2 weeks, which predicts what we'll see in hospitalizations by about 2 weeks.
In Miami-Dade County, Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava tells WPLG county workers face constant coronavirus tests unless
those who wish to opt out can provide proof of their vaccination status.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis continues to refuse to enforce CDC recommendations that nearly everyone wear masks indoors until vaccination rates increase significantly. I'm Tim McGuire.
Richard Trumka, the powerful president of the AFL-CIO, died Thursday. He was 72. The Federation confirmed Trumka's death in a statement, but further details, including the cause of death and location, were not immediately available. At the White House, President Joe Biden said Trumka was a champion for working people.
He was always there. He was an American worker. Always fighting for working people, protecting their wages, their safety, their pensions, and their ability to build a middle-class life.
Trumka, who first started working in a coal mine in his native Pennsylvania at age 19, had been AFL-CIO president since 2009. He oversaw a federation with more than 12.5 million members and ushered in a more aggressive style of leadership. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.